Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
That Brahman Sadekantatah na kadachid asadityartha. That which is Sat Ekantatah. That which does not change at any point of time because of anything. That kind of Sat existence. And na kadachid asadityartha. Because it is Sat, it can never become Asat. It can never become non-existent. Because it's its nature. न केवलं स्वरूपतो जिज्ञासे भेदः जिज्ञासयोर् भेदः ज्ञापक प्रमाण प्रवृत्ति भेदात् अपि भेद इत्यर्थः नॉट जस्ट दि स्वरूप दि डिफरेंस दि डिफरेंस डस नॉट जस्ट एग्जिस्ट इन दि स्वरूप इन दि नेचर ऑफ दि ब्रह्मन दि इंक्वायरी इन दि नेचर ऑफ दि रिजल्ट ऑफ दि इंक्वायरी बट ऑल्सो दि प्रोसेस ज्ञापक प्रमाण प्रवृत्ति भेदादपि द प्रोसेस द श्रुति विच रिमेन्स यू ऑफ दिस धर्म आर योर ब्रह्मन थ्रू द प्रोसेस आल्सो इट डिफर्स हाउ चोदना प्रवृत्ति भेदाच चोदना प्रवृत्ति भेदाच मीन्स चुद प्रेरणे धातु चोदना मीन्स चुद प्रेरणे दैट विच प्रॉड्स यू दैट विच किंडल्स यू टू डू समथिंग That which prods you to do something. That kind of a pravritti veda. There is this difference also. The shruti, chodana means shruti here. In the Veda, there is a difference in this prodding also. Yahi chodana dharmasya lakshanam sa swavishaye niyunjana eva purusham avabodhayati. Brahma chodana tu purusham avabodhayatyeva kevalam avabodhasya अवबोधस्य भाष्य अवबोधस्य चोदना जन्यत्वात् न पुरुषो अवबोधे नियुज्यते याहि भाष्य याहि चोदना धर्मस्य लक्षणम् भाष्य चोदना प्रवृत्ति भेदाच देयर इज अ डिफरेंस इन दि चोदना आल्सो एंड याहि चोदना धर्मस्य लक्षणम् सा स्वविषये धर्मस्य लक्षणम् सा स्वविषये नियुञ्जाने एव पुरुषम् अवबोधयति दि चोदना In the dharma, the chodana in the dharma means the shruti in the case of dharma will give the knowledge only after making this person perform. He has to do something to gain the result. But here, Brahma chodana, the shruti which deals about Brahman, the self, there too, purusham avabhodhyatyeva kevalam, it just gives the knowledge. Directly gives the knowledge. It doesn't make him do. Here, it makes him do by giving the eligibility, by saying, you are the eligible person. You have to do this kind of karma. Through this eligibility, etc., it makes him do the karma to gain the result. But in the case of Brahman, it doesn't make him do. It just says, Tat Tvam Asi, you are that verily. Brahma with Brahma Yavati, the knower of Brahman will verily become the Brahman. So, there is no involvement with any karma. Avabodhasya chodana janyatvat na purusho avabodhe niyujyate. So, this avabodha, this knowledge can be gained only from the shruti. Therefore, purushaha avabodhe niyujyate. Na purushaha avabodhe niyujyate. It doesn't put this purusha, this person in the, it doesn't involve the person in the knowledge practice. भाटिका चोदने इति वैदिकं शब्दमाह चोदना मीन्स चुद प्रेरणे दि वैदिक दि स्क्रिप्चर दि वैदिक वर्ड्स विशेषेण सामान्यस्य लक्षणात् विशेषेण सामान्यस्य लक्षणात् चोदन लक्षण अर्थो धर्म वाट इज धर्म धर्म मीन्स चोदन लक्षण अर्थो धर्म सो दैट इज वाट ही इज रेफरिंग टू प्रवृत्ति भेदं विभजते दि टू काइंड्स ऑफ प्रवृत्ति which differs with the dharma and the brahman that is what is explained yahi chodana dharmasiti ajnyadinam purusha abhipraya bhedanam asambhavat apurusheye vede chodana upadeshah Chodana here is to prod. We said to prod, to make someone do something. There it can be of three types. That is what he says. Purusha abhipraya agnyadinam, agnya etc. Purusha abhipraya bhedanam, which depends upon the different kinds of people. It can be agnya, somebody who is powerful to the powerless. Whatever kind of words are said, do this. If it is said, it is agnya, it is order. Then prarthana, agnya dinam, adi means prarthana, request. A person who is powerless, when he asks some powerful person to do something, he will not say do this. He say, will you please do it? Please get it done for me. He'll request. So that is prarthana. Third is anugnya. Anugnya means this person and that person, both are equal or it doesn't really matter. He just see, this should be done. Why don't you just take care of it? It is already known that is he is the only person who has to do. But just repeat it again. Oh, this has to be done. Okay, why don't you do it? That kind of thing is anugnya. So these three kind of purusha abhipraya bhedanam, these are three kinds of ways in which purusha, this person, explains his abhipraya, his idea. So that asambhava, that doesn't exist, that difference does not exist in the Vedas, because apurusheye vede, the Veda is apurusheya, it's not done by a purusha, it's not written by a purusha. Since it is not written by a purusha, it cannot be a word of the purusha, it cannot be a word of the person saying do this, do that. Therefore there is no that kind of direct involvement with the purusha. Chodana upadesha here, therefore chodana means you have to understand it as upadesha, some initiation. Ataya uktam tasya jnana upadesha iti, that is why it is said tasya jnana upadesha, the knowledge of that itself is upadesha. Gaining the knowledge of, that is why studying Vedas means we don't say study, I am teaching Vedas, no, upadesha, I am giving upadesha of Vedas. Vedas are mantras are not taught, it is given upadesha. So sacha sadhyecha purusha vyapare bhavanayam tad visheyecha yagadau sahi bhavana visheyah tad adhina nirupanatvat prayatnasya bhavanayaha sacha sadhyecha purusha vyapare bhavanayam. That in relationship with the sadhya, that which you have to do, this Veda, that with relationship to the result, it is gained to the bhavana. That is why purusha vyapara tantratvat, we said purusha abhavatvat, in the purpur arthasangraha we saw purusha abhavatvat, here late lot tavya, these are the pratyaya suffixes which you use, these are the mood sentence which you use to understand this is what you have to do. And there we brought in bhavanas, the shabdi bhavana and arthi bhavana, two kinds of bhavana. So that is what he says, tad visheyecha yagadau sahi, and through this bhavana, shabdi bhavana and arthi bhavana, yagadau, it makes him involved through in the yaga etc. It makes him involved in the yaga etc. through the ling, late tavya etc. Ling, lot, tavya. These are the three kinds of suffixes. Ling, vidhi, do. And late is the special kind of suffix used in the Vedas. And tavya. Swadhyayo adhyetavya, shrotavya, this kind of shrotavya, we are not taking it as vidhi, but still I am saying tavya, for example, for tavya. So sahi bhavana vishaya, that is what is bhavana vishaya. Bhavitur bhavana anugudo bhavitur vyapara is bhavana. What is bhavana? That which can be done through a person, bhavitur visheshana, this which can be done through a person, that method which he can do. It can be done through a person, by a person, should not be very difficult for this person to do. Again, he will not be able to do that karma. So, that which is easy work, which has to be done through him, and which has to be performed through him, that is bhavana. Tad bhavana vishayah, tad adhina nirupanatvad prayatnasya bhavanayah. And based upon that, the prayatna adi, with the bhavana, arthi bhavana and shabdhi bhavana also are. Shinj bandhane iti ityasya dhato vishaya pada vyutpatte. Shin bandhane is the dhatu. Vishaya is from shin bandhane. Shin bandhane means that which binds. Vishaya means that which binds in a very nice way. That is called as vishaya. That is why in Vega Chudamani Bhavan Bhashyakara says, Vishayam visham iva. A person who understands the vishaya, the object, this the experience, object of experience as visha, only he can be able to give it up. So you have to meditate upon that as, you have to think upon that as visha. And he goes on to explain, visha, at least only when you, a poison, only when you eat it, only when you experience it, it kills you. But vishaya, even when you think about it, it kills you, he says. Bhavanayaha tad dwarena
cha yagadehe apaikshita upayatam avagamayanto tatra iccha upahara mukhena purusham niyunjana eva yagadi dharmam avabodayati nanyatha. Bhavanayaha tadvarena, this bhavana can be done only through the vishaya, attachment to the vishaya, and through the karmas. Yagadehe, through the yagas, apekshita upayatam avamanyante. So this yagas are the only way through which you can, it is the only way you can depend upon to gain the vishaya, to gain the object of experience, this svarga, etc. Tatra avagamayanta, one who knows that, tatra iccha upahara mukhena, gaining the desire, after gaining the knowledge of the object of experience, svarga means it will be like this, where there will be no disease, where there will be only engage, where there will be only object of experience, etc. Only happiness. After listening to this, then he is attracted to that. Then he gains this desire. Iccha upahara mukhena, after gaining the desire, purusham niyunjaneva, after instilling the desire in him, this is great, you should have to get this. Then it makes the purusha perform. Then, yagadi dharma mavabhodeti nanyatha, and for performance, how should I perform? Then iti kartavita rupena, through the method, for the method, what should I do? This is the method. This yaga is the only method to gain that. And to prod him to do it faster, after gaining the knowledge, okay, let me do it after some time. No. To make him do it faster, it gives him some archavada also. Whoever does this karma, he gains the result so fast. Like this, it gives him some archavada. Some added tips. Brahmachodanatu purusham avodityeva kevalam natu pravartayati. Avodayati. In the Brahmachodra, in the case of the Shruti Vakyas, on the Brahman, inquiry into Brahman, it just gives it him the knowledge. It doesn't make him do anything. It doesn't involve him in any karma. It just gives him the knowledge. Kutaha, how? Avodasya pravrtirahitasya chodana janyatvat. Avodhana, the knowledge, is not dependent upon the pravrti. And that kind of chodana janyatva, that kind of shruti vakya is what? It is dependent upon. Nanu, but wait. I said, tavya, for example, tavya, shrotavya, mantavya, niditastya, etc. So he says, but, nanu, atma nyatavya. इति एतत् विधिपरैः वेदान्तैः तद् एकवाक्यतया अवबोधे प्रवर्तयद्भिः एव पुरुषो ब्रह्म अवबोधयति इति समानत्वम् धर्मचोदनाभिः ब्रह्मचोदनानाम् इति अत आह ननु बट् वेट् श्रुति से आत्मावारे द्रष्टव्यः श्रोतव्य मन्तव्य निधिध्यासितव्यः अन्तव्य यू एक्सेप्टेड टू बी दि कमाण्ड् आफ् वेदास् बिकास् देर् इस् नो पुरुष इट् इस् दि कमाण्ड् आफ् वेदास् वेदास् कमाण्ड्स् दि पर्सन् ओन्ली थ्रू दीस् कैण्ड् आफ् मूड्स् अण्ड् टेन्स् यु सेड् फैन् नौ दिस् तव्य इस् देर् आत्मा वा अरे डेफिनेट्ली दिस् आत्मा इस् वाट् शुड् बी द्रष्टव्यः शुड् बी सीन् ज्ञातव्यः शुड् बी नोन् दिस् यु सेड् श्रुति शेष देर्फोर् ज्ञातव्य इति एतद् विधिपरैः वेदान्तैः दिस् इस् अ विधि अण्ड् दिस् इस् देर् इन् दि वेदान्त अण्ड् इन् द बृहदारण्यक उपनिषद् वेन् इट् कम्स् फैनलि इट् कल्मिनेट्स् वित् दि नालेज् कल्मिनेट्स् वित् दि नालेज् देर्फोर् दट्स् वाट् यु सेड् तद् एकवाक्यतया अवबोधे प्रवर्तयद्भिः एव सिन्स् इट् कल्मिनेट्स् इन् दि नालेज् दिस् makes this person involved in the shrotavya, mantavya, etc. In the shravana, manana, etc. Therefore, there is a vidhi there. Therefore, you have to do something. Therefore, purushah brahma avbhodhyattah iti samanattam. After involving, making him do something, it gives him the knowledge. Therefore, it is not different from the dharma jignyasa. There is similarity in both Brahma Jignyasa and Dharma Jignyasa because in both the places you are made to do something. So he says, Dharma Chodana Bihi Brahma Chodana Naam Ityata Aha. There is similarity between the Dharma Chodana Vakyas and the Brahma Chodana Vakyas. There is no difference. Both make you to do something to gain the knowledge, to gain the result. Therefore, to negate that, Bhagavan Bhashyakara says, Na Purusho Avodhe Niyujyate. This Chodana Purushaha Avodhe Na Niyujyate. This Chodana, this Vedavakya does not make this Purusha to do something. It does not inject, it is not an injection to you do. It's not to in the to-do list. What is this Avodhana, this knowledge? Yatha Na Purusha Avodhe Niyujyate. I am Abhisandhi. This is what is the idea. What? Na tavad brahma sakshatkare purusho niyuktavyah. Tasya brahma svabhavyena nityatvad akaryatvat. Why you cannot make you... See, I can make one desire the result. I can make one do something to gain that result. Sarga, this is the means to gain the sarga. You do that karma. So I can make him do this karma. Brahma... Self, the knowledge, that is which will release you from all this bondage. Gain the knowledge, now do this shravana. It also can be done. If you say, if you think like that, that can be a vidhi also, if you think like that. No, it cannot be vidhi. Why? Because it is swabhavya, it is already there. What is ragata prapta and what is swabhavya cannot be done vidhi of. That which can be attained through desire, that which can be attained, that which is basically based on the desire, and that which is natural cannot be an injunction through the shruti. Like, I want to eat. You eat, shruti cannot say me. It cannot say me, you eat. It cannot even tell me to eat this many rotis or idlis. It cannot even give me that injunction. Because I may eat 10 idlis and another person may require 20 idlis for his stomach to be filled and the other fellow only 5 idlis or 5 rotis. So there is a difference. So the Vedas cannot, this ragata prapta, it is based on the person's basic hunger, etc. This kind of characteristics, this desires. So ragata prapta, you cannot make him do. It cannot be in order. In the same way, that is swabhavya, that is nature. That which is nature, his nature cannot be made. You are a man.
you cannot say someone you are a man. That is already, I know I am a man. A person who is a man, he knows he is a man. You cannot say him, you are a man. Be a man. You cannot make him become. It's contradictory. So, in the same way, tasya na tavat brahma sakshatkare purusho niyoktavyah. Ayam abhisandhi na tavat brahma sakshatke. So, purusha cannot be made to do something. Tasya brahma swabhavyena nityatvat akaryatvat. Because he is in nature, he is Brahman. And that Brahman is nityam, it is eternal. And that is akarya, it cannot be gained through some karma. So, na api upasanaya, therefore he cannot be made to involve in the upasana also. See, karma is negated. But okay, maybe not through karma, maybe through upasana. Meditate upon that. I am Brahman. You will become Brahman. Maybe like that if you say, no, even that is not possible. Why? Tasyapi jnana prakarshe hetu bhavasya anye vedireka siddhataya praptatvena avideyatvat. Tasyapi jnana prakarshe. That gaining that upasana jnana prakarshe, it happens when you whoever gains this knowledge of the Brahman through Shravana, he is going to meditate upon this Brahman through the vichara, manana. It is already gained. It cannot also be, see, it is not just listening, going and sitting and listening. It's not just listening, like listening to the Lagu. It is not that. It is a, you have to study here. Lagu also, you have to study here. So, there, in the same way, he says, api jnana napi upasanayam. In the upasana, there, what happens? Hetu bhava anvaya vitireka siddhataya. Hetu bhava anvaya vitireka siddhataya. So, when he meditates upon that, naturally he is going to gain that. He is going to inquire upon that. Therefore, praptatvena avidhiyatvat. Whatever is going to happen natural, you cannot give it as an order. Praptatvena avidhiyatvat. Napi shabdabodhe tasyapi adhita vedasya purushasya vidita padatadarthasya samadhigata shabda nyaya tattvasya apratyuham utpattehe. Okay. I cannot make him shrotavya mantavya nididhyastavya. So, maybe I cannot make him to do meditation. Because manana nididhyasana are natural process after shravana. Okay, then you accept shravana to be the basic. Fine. Then I will make you, the shruti will make you to do, the vidhi is only to make you to listen to the shruti. If you say that also is not possible. Why? Na api shabda bodhe. Even to do shravana, that shrotavya cannot be a vidhi. How? Tasya api adhita vedasya purushasya. For the purusha who has already studied the Veda, who has come after studying the Veda, vidita tat pada padarthasya, he has already gained the pada, the knowledge of the pada, he has gained the knowledge of the pada and the padartha. The knowledge of the pada and the meaning of the pada, he has both gained. Because swadhyaya adhyetavya means till the knowledge of the words. You have to study. Till you gain the knowledge of the words, you have to study. That is already gained through that swadhyaya adhyetavya. So you need not do that here. It is already done. So he says, samadhigata, because of that, samadhigata shabda jnaya tattvasya apratyuham utpattehe. So, he has already gained the knowledge of the shabda. So, that cannot be again given as an injunction. Now you study. He has already studied. I know already this. Why do you want me to do this again? So, therefore, atraiva drishtantamaha. For that, to prove this, he is giving an example. Yasa aksharsa vannikarshena artha avodhe tadvat. Like, the knowledge of an object. How do you gain the knowledge of an object? The object is in front of you.
What should I do to gain the knowledge of the object? Just see. Open my eyes. Make contact with the object. Over. When I have the mind in place and when I see the object with my eyes, I gain the knowledge. In the same way, he says, Yatha, like Aksha Artha Sannikarshena. Because of the contact with the eyes and the me object, avabodhe, the knowledge of the object is gained. Tadvat, like that here also. Yatha Aksha Artha. Dashtandike Jyoti. So, he has given example and now he is equating it with the exemplified. Tasmat tadvat iti. Tadvat iti. Apicha atma jnana vidhipareshu vedanteshu tika 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 tika. Apicha atma jnana vidhipareshu vedanteshu na atma tattva vinishyaha shabdataha syat. Nahi tad atma tattva paraste. किंतु तद् ज्ञान विधि पराः यद् पराचते त एव तेषां अर्थः अपि च सो तद्वत् लाइक सो लाइक व्हाट अपि च आत्मज्ञान विधि परेषु वेदांतेषु दिस वेदांत वाक्य विच इज एज दो गिविंग अ विधि टू गेन द नॉलेज ऑफ द आत्मन देयर न आत्मतत्व विनिश्चयः शब्दः स्यात् It is not to gain the knowledge of the Atma Tattva. It is not a vidhi, an injunction to gain the knowledge of the Atman. Then what? Shabdha Syat. Nahi tad Atma Tattva paraste. Because that Atma Tattva can be gained only if it is lost. I have not lost myself. It is eternal. How can that not exist? Therefore, kintu tad jnana vidhi paraha. But this is to give him the knowledge of that self. This gives him the knowledge of the self. This is what you are. That is the idea. Yat parascha te ta eva tesham arthaha. Whatever it is pointing out, where they are the meaning directly. They don't have to imply something else. Nacha bodhasya bodhya nishthatvat apekshatatvat anya parebhyo api bodhya tattva nishchayaha samaropena api tadopatte tasmatna bodhavidiparaha vedanta iti siddham. Nacha bodhasya bodhya nishthatvat. This bodha, knowledge of something, is dependent upon the object. Therefore, bodhya nishtatvat, apekshitatvat, apekshitatvat, anya parebhyo api, apekshitatvat, though it may be dependent upon something, dependent upon the Vedanta Vakyas maybe, but bodhya tattva vinischeha, swaparebhyo api, it may depend upon the person to gain the knowledge, but still, bodhya tattva vinischeha, it gives him the nacha bodhya tattva nischayaha samaropena api tatupavatehe. It cannot be an injunction. It cannot give him the knowledge through that kind of idea. Because samaropena api tatupavatehe. It can be gained through the samaropa also, samyagaropa also. Tasmat na bodha vidiparaha vedanta iti siddham. Because, see, like hypnotizing, etc., you always put some idea. You are this, we are this, you are this, you are this. And after some time, this fellow starts thinking, oh, I am this, instead of whatever he is. So, it can be done through that kind of thing also. So, you don't need to gain it as a vidhi. Therefore, tasmat na bodha vidhi paraha vedantaha. The Vedas cannot be bodha vidhi paraha. It cannot be a vidhi, an injunction to gain the knowledge. Prakritam upasamhariti. So whatever he started with, he is finishing. Tasmat kimape uktavyam. Therefore you have to say something. You have to accept something. Hereafter, acceptance something means for what? You said acha means hereafter. Hereafter what? After doing what? Hereafter means after doing what? You have to say something. Because you are not accepting this atha to be mangalartha, to be for auspiciousness or for anantaryartha. after finishing the study of Vedas, etc., you have that also you are not accepting. So you have to say something. After what? After what? We'll say. Yadanantaram Brahma Jignyasa Upadishyate Iti. After which you are entering into the inquiry of the self, that Upadesha you are doing, that you have to say. To whom are you giving this Upadesha, this initiation, this idea, this knowledge, that hereafter you have to study? To whom? That you have to say. Tasmat kimapi vaktavyam ti. Tika. Yasmin asati brahma jignyasa na bhavati sati tu bhavanti iti bhavanti bhavatyeva iti arthaha tadaha. You have to say something. Say what? Say something. Say something means Baba, black sheep. We are not asking something like that. Say something which is the cause for which you require, which is the basic requirement, this prerequisite for doing this inquiry. After gaining that, you should have to come into the inquiry of self. That you have to specify. So for that, because only if you have that, this Brahma Jignyasa is possible. If you don't have that, the Brahma Jignyasa is not possible. Anvya Vitrika, through the direct and indirect means, you can understand. If you have these prerequisites, the Brahma Jignyasa inquiry into the self is possible. If you don't have the prerequisites, the inquiry into the self is not possible. That you have to say. If you ask, Uchyate, feel, say. Nitya Nitya Vastu Vivekaha Ihamutratha Phala Ihamutratha Bhoga Viragaha Shamadamadi Sadhana Sampata Mukshatvam Chaiti. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagacchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.